Hey y'all, thank you for being here on the Pink Cloud 9 vodcast, video podcast, trademarked, true crime. We're going to talk about a really cool case, the Tasha Morton case. She had an episode on Snapped, Deadly Women, which is free on YouTube if you want to Google or YouTube that. Also Google her articles. But anywho, she had her ex murdered by her husband at the time. He got murdered in 2004, and then she was given a life sentence in 2010. 2010. It took them a long time to find her, to figure out what happened to Mitch Kemp, because he went missing for 4 years. Nobody knew where he was. His family didn't know. It was a whole story. We're going to talk about that. But before that, I'm going to introduce Misha. She is the co-host here. Hey, thank you for being here, and I'm so excited. Nisha, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you're connected to, CCC, where Tasha is, and also where Gypsy Rose Blanchard did some time. Like, the three of y'all were there at the same time, right? At some point, right? Something
Right,
like that.
yes.
Tell us everything.
Okay. I just kind of want to start off by saying, I don't know. I was really nervous last week. I'm still pretty nervous this week. It'll get better as I go along, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to come on and like just quickly share a little bit of my story before I start talking about other girls that I see in everyday story, So I guess I'll kind of start. I'm gonna try to keep this as short as possible. I didn't have a terrible childhood by any means. But my mom did struggle with addiction and also mental health issues. So my grandma did a lot of the raising me. My mom, she was never abusive or anything like that. It's just, there's a lot of things that come along with addiction. There's a lot of maybe not being there as much as, you should be or whatever. I'm trying not to say too much because my mom, she's clean and sober now, and she's amazing, and she's a great grandmother. She just struggled when I was little. So I ended up kind of bouncing around from either place to place with her and a boyfriend, or I went to foster care for a little bit. I lived with my aunt and uncle for a little while. They got tired of my shenanigans when I was in high school, which, sneaking around, smoking cigarettes, running off with boys, those kind of crazy things that teenagers want to do that terrify me that one day my little girl will do also. And I hope not. I pray every day, that I'll be cracking the whip down. But anyways, those things eventually led me back to living with my mom, and she was still kind of in a bad situation with a guy that had her in the drug game and all that. Some things went down, and I ended up in foster care. And after that, I kind of my foster mom ended up kind of running off with a guy, so I got she couldn't be a foster parent anymore. So then I ended up going back to live with my grandmother and met a guy when I was 15. It was right around the time that my grandpa was dying of cancer. So I think I was just kind of running from that reality and into a different one. And that's who introduced me to meth, a drug I swore I would never try because I watched what it did to my mom and to our family and everything. I did end up trying it though and fell into that trap for God, like I don't even know how many years, at least 12 probably. I ended up getting into another relationship, same thing, and started catching cases and ended up with the case that I did end up catching was a first degree assault, and it was for so I had taken a lot of drugs that day and a lot of alcohol, and my boyfriend, somebody told me that he was over at a house sleeping with another girl. So I went over there on some Rambo type stuff, kicked the door in, and two girls came at me, and I got free from them. and ended up pushing another girl back. And I ended up biting her nose off during the fight. Again, I was on cocaine, Klonopin, alcohol. Xanax. I was on a bad cocktail of things at that time. And I ended up getting in trouble for that, of course, and doing 8.5 years in Chillicothe Correctional Center. And one second. I'd say that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, to be honest. I did relapse for a while. I actually relapsed twice after I got out of prison. And during that time, I got pregnant. And that's when I got clean, and I've been clean for 3 years now. So, doing good, working, got a nice boyfriend, a nice little family. There was just a lot of wrong choices that I made along the way, and I hope during this podcasting with the lovely Pink Cloud 9 over here that I can somehow those choices will come up, and maybe I can help somebody else out there. I'm sure that everybody watching this is probably over 18, but you can still make bad choices as an adult, and you can always turn it around too. So, I think that's about it for now.
Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, that's amazing. Thank you for having like the transparency and the courage to, tell your story. And I think more people should.
It's hard, but there's just the reason I'm doing this too is I want people. I know that people are so curious about like prison life and like Orange Is the New Black and what was Gypsy doing when she was in prison and all yada yada yada. Like I saw TikToks about like what was her skincare routine. Like, no, I'm not coming on here to tell. Like, I mean, if that comes up, great, whatever. I'll tell you the skincare routine, but I just want to put a person to prisoner, if that makes any sense, because there are so many girls that get out and do good after this. A lot of them make bad choices, get with bad men a lot of the time, or just things happen, and there are some girls in there that don't deserve to be or didn't deserve to be necessarily. There are some that deserve to be, such as myself, that have gotten out and changed their lives, and there are some that deserve to rot in there. So I'm sorry. I mean that I don't mean to be harsh, but we're gonna talk about one of those tonight. So.
So why don't you tell us as much as you can about the Tasha Morton case? I said a little bit in the beginning that she had her ex murdered by her at the time husband. I don't know if they're still married, but probably not. I mean, he's in prison too.
He only got 19 years though, because they got him with second degree murder instead of first, because they saw that she had manipulated him, and like his story never changed, but hers changed 1,000 times, I guess.
Got it. So. Yeah, that makes sense. So, yeah, no, I know that he did some prison time. I'm is Greg Morton, the one mm-hmm. that killed Mitch Kemp, which was Tasha Morton's ex that had a child with her. So Mitch and Tasha had a child together. This is what the story sounds like from watching the Snap show, from reading the articles, and just going back and kind of doing a little bit of a research about like how she ended up in prison. And so from what I've gathered, she was afraid that Mitch Kemp was going to take maybe full custody or whatever. These are just, obviously we don't know everything. So, I mean, anything we say is maybe wrong. These are our just conversations about it. And so she would tell Greg Kemp, her husband at the time, that Mitch was abusing her and harassing her and she was scared of the witch.
Said that he raped her too. Yeah.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why he was like infuriated and was
right.
Like,
yeah, right. Meanwhile, apparently, they may have been actually having an affair at the same time, Mitch and Tasha, while Tasha was married to Greg. That's, you know, speculation.
Yeah. But
I do not put it past her because that girl had boyfriends. Because she was pretty. She was hot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hot. She was a hot girl. Anyway, so that's basically what we know, you know, the facts are. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is the other part that I want to talk about. So in 2004, Mitch Kemp went missing, right? So, like, his parents didn't know where he was. His, you know, his brother, you know, his family didn't know where he was. They didn't know where he was. And Tasha and Greg had moved to, like, was it Texas, I believe?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Probably other places, but at some point they ended up in Texas.
Right.
And then, so this is where the case went down. So at some point, I think Greg and Tasha actually broke up, and then she started dating some other guy. I don't remember his name. It's like a long name. And I think at this point they were actually in Florida because she moved around a lot. She moved around a lot. The boyfriend that she met when she worked at a daycare center. Okay, pay attention because you got yourself some, you know, mastermind murder manipulating lady working at the daycares, you know. Not
okay,
you know,
so yeah, that would be Dwayne Barantine, right? Mm-hmm. The last boyfriend that started looking into things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. How do you say his name?
I have no idea. Baron. It looks like Barantine.
It's a lot. Like I said, it's a long name. I'm like, it's
such yeah. A it looks like him and Keith Jones worked together, kind of, to try
yeah.
to
I was one of his
together.
I think Keith Jones is one of her ex boyfriends. Okay. So, oh no, where was I? So Tasha Morton was working at a daycare in somewhere in Florida, I believe. Not sure where exactly. The Mr. B person had his child at that daycare. That's how they met. And then they started dating. This was like in around 2004. This was in 2008. 4 years after Mitch Kemp was murdered. And so... Mr. B and Tasha had a big, you know, fight, and she left. You know, he told her, you know, get out of here, because, you know, probably one of the big fights people have, you know. And when after she left, he went on her, gosh, was it MySpace? Did they say
yeah.
MySpace?
Okay. Yeah.
He went on her MySpace account, I guess maybe to see what she had been up to. You know, and that's when he found like some messages in her MySpace from a family member of the deceased ex-husband, Mitch Kemp. Mm-hmm. And the message said, it's been 4 years. We haven't heard from you, Tasha or Mitch. Where are y'all? Like, if y'all don't show up, if y'all don't call, if y'all don't communicate, we're going to something about getting the, you know, going to the media is what
right.
was said in the episode, and go to the media and this, that, and the other. So new boyfriend that had just kicked her out of his home, which I think is what happened, was like starting to put two and two together, like, because of all the stories that she had told. Now, what, okay, after this, you're gonna, so I'm sorry, I don't take it all the time, but I was like, I love talking about this shit. So, okay, I'll say this and then I'll say, he had, you know, he had, okay, so this is how Tasha Morton manipulated him and everybody else she came in contact, right? She would say things like, oh, my whole family died in a car accident. So she made people think that she was an orphan or something like that, and was
She said she had a
sad.
grandpa that was a federal judge that died, and she was waiting to get back some kind of big settlement or something. And like that would be something that would be provable and very easily found in the internet age, and they couldn't find anything on it. So that was Dwayne, Mr. Barantine. That was his first clue, I guess, that something maybe wasn't right. And then like he contacted, I think it was Keith he contacted. Based off the messages or something like that. I don't know. But they kind of started putting it together, and they found out that that guy was missing, that she used to be married to him and all that. So yeah.
Hello, viewers. If you have any questions about the Tasha Morton case,
What were
having
you?
about the Tasha Morton case before, is this the first time? Ask us any questions in the comment below. Wait, what? I was
Oh,
talking
that I
to
don't know.
someone that.
I couldn't remember where you were at with the story, but yeah, that was I guess, well, see, the Dwayne guy, he was just a single dad looking for, a mom, and she was, for his son, because he had heard his son praying, just wishing for a mom. So when that son's kindergarten teacher approached him with and asked or offered her number up to him, he was like, "Oh, okay, she's hot, And they kind of hit it off and everything, but then she started saying things like, "Oh, I've got a grandpa that's a federal judge that died. I'm waiting on a settlement." And I guess, she was saying that she was an orphan, was what you were saying.
She had
Just a lot of things that didn't add up. So he started, yeah. So
told
he started looking into it. Go ahead.
no worries, no worries. There's just a little bit of a disconnection with the Wi-Fi over on my side. So, hi, Joanne
Oh.
Warford. How are you? She says, "Hello,
Hello.
ladies."
Mom.
Thank you for
Hello,
being
Mom.
here. Oh, okay. So, some of the red. So, this is the part of the show where we talk about like these are the red flags to watch. Red flags to watch out in people, right? Like in your everyday person at the grocery store, somebody you're dating, whatever. Like, how do manipulative people work, right? Okay. So I was saying, and I'm going to repeat myself because I believe that repetition helps me remember things. So, she, for example, would use a sad story. Poor me. My family died. I'm alone. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm just this poor, sad soul. Like, those are manipulative tactics that people use. That's one. And then, I mean, there's another one, like hopping around from like boyfriend to boyfriend or like girlfriend to girlfriend. It's also manipulative because it's like, I don't need you. I can have a million boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, right? Like, and then so like step up the game, pay me my bills or whatever, right? So anyway, I just
Yeah.
like
The idea
to
is to break someone
you
down.
know.
Oh, I said the idea is to break the other person down so that they can build them back up the way they want them to be, essentially.
Right. And it's kind of like a tug and war where it's like, I wonder how much I can get away with, how much I can break down this person, how much I can oh, here's the other thing I want to talk about. Let me tell you what she did to Greg Morton after Greg Morton killed Mitch Kemp, her ex-husband. She made, because she her manipulative ways, Tasha Morton made Greg Morton sell the family farm for like, I think it was almost $300,000. And then
Dang.
that's when they went to like the Gulf Coast of Texas or whatever. I heard she got big boobs, fake boobs. They were like buying
I think
cars
so, yeah.
and Texas and like all this
Yeah, I
stuff. And
forgot
then
about that.
all of a sudden, they're out of money. And guess what? No farm, no money. Like, what the? She really fucked this guy up, Greg Morton. Like, and then he's in prison too. Come on, bro.
I've always thought of her as a Black Widow. She's the Black Widow, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
And she, it was no different in there. She did the same thing with the girls. I mean, she had one particular girlfriend that, I mean, she actually stayed with her, but they were, God, they were like, you didn't want to mess with them. And I don't even mean like on a, like, oh, they're gonna beat me up type level or anything like that. It was a, these are some grimy, I can't say that word, but they were very grimy and they made a lot of people's lives and they're very difficult just because.
Yeah,
So.
for sure. So tell us a little bit more about what you, I assume you hear about people before you actually meet them or see them in prison. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming. Or if not, how does that kind of like when you first heard the name Tasha Morton, what was said or what was your impression of her story or who she was before you knew who she was, type of thing. That makes sense.
I will say I didn't know her case or anything before I met her. And I couldn't tell you the exact moment I met her because she was just she wasn't a friend of mine, but she was somebody that I had a lot of interactions with because she ran a lot of different things in there. And she just, I mean, she had a lot of money. People with a lot of money run everything in there. So I don't remember the exact time that I met her. I think I was probably lived on the wing with her or something, but I just remember her being on the phone all the time. I remember somebody saying, oh, you know that, oh, she thinks she's a celebrity because she's had a snap, the da 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 da. Now see, I thought she'd been there for years, all the way up until tonight when you told me that. I would have swore she'd been there for years when I met her because she was very established, like a lifer would be already. You know, she was very comfortable in the way that she moved and everything. And
Well,
she's, I'm gonna tell you
that's
right now, she's one of the grimiest people in there. Like, and I don't even like I saw a lot of YouTube videos, well, not a lot, but there was a few YouTube videos up there saying like she was wrongfully convicted. Look, she's just a beautiful, hot, loving mom, and da 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 da. And I'm like, you guys are stupid. What are you thinking? No, she. There are people that like I hate to say it, but there are people that deserve to be where they're at, you know. And yeah. So
For
I just remember her being on the phone all the time, talking to different tricks, getting a lot of mail, things like that.
real.
And she had a
Okay.
lot of fans, I mean. So
Okay, so what does grimy mean? And then you also
yeah.
said people with the money run things. Is that like, does that mean people in the free world sending you money on your books, and then you got money to
Right.
do this, that, and the other. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it seems so silly sitting here talking about it outside. Okay, well, first of all, I'll tell you what grimy. Grimy is just it's a word used a lot in there, especially, but it just means like just somebody that moves that will do dirty things like call priya on you is a big thing,
What is that?
which
You
is
gotta
the
tell me
prison
what that
rape.
is.
It's Yeah, it's a big thing to know. It's the Prison Rape Elimination Act, I believe. And basically it was set up for people that would get raped in prison. I think it was probably mostly set for males, but like say you were to get raped and you didn't want to tell anybody, but you did want to tell somebody, you would call the phone number. Which I've never done it, so I don't know the exact process of how that goes, but you just call the phone number and then the caseworker is going to basically take the person to the hole under investigation, whether they've actually done it or not. They just take them for investigation. And those are at least 90 days, usually. Sometimes they can last up to 6 months, 8 months. It really just depends on what the accusation is and, you know, what evidence they find or whatever. It really screws people up. I mean, spending 6 to 8 months in a hole is, I can't, I mean, I did a lot of hole time and I never did that much at one time though. The longest I ever did was, I think, 3 months. So I can only imagine. But to doing something like that, or I mean, there's all kinds of things. Planning. Did she ever plant any blades? Maybe. I wouldn't put it past her. I'm trying to remember. It's been so long ago, but I know she. There's things like planting razor blades on people,
Right.
planting drugs on people can happen sometimes, or having that's a thing. Having your people send in like Suboxone and or drugs in like an obvious way, so that the person that's receiving it gets caught. Things like that. It's rough. That's I don't know how men, I think they do a lot differently in prison. I think they fight in women's prison. That's how they fight. Like, and it's terrible.
So would you say
And also, go
go
ahead.
ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, as far as people with money running things, yeah, that's usually from your people sending you money. A lot of times, like the more tricks you have, like the more, obviously, the more money you have, but also the more respected you are, which is kind of weird. But like the more mail you get, things like that. But also, it's just like, it's how much food do you have in your locker? Because we're starving in there, man. They don't feed you very good. So yeah, if you've got enough to make like a prison pizza every night or something like, cake every night, like people want that, and people will do things for to eat because there's so many girls in there that just have nothing, and they're willing to do. I mean, not very many of them, but several girls will be willing to do whatever they ask in return for like a soup, And she took four names of
Survival.
that, her and her girlfriend. So, yeah.
Right. So when you say 3 months in the hole type of thing, that's like complete isolation, just you for 3 months in a hole, like in a cell by yourself. I mean, what is
Not necessarily, because there are two bunks in the cell. It just depends on how full it is.
Right.
I never did the 3 months straight with no roommate. So no,
So
I've dealt
you did
like
never.
30 days with no roommate.
Okay, I see. Okay. Whew. That still sounds funny. Oh, 30
Maybe
days
even
by yourself.
60, but I never.
Wow. Cool. All right.
Hold
Well, we're
on,
coming up at the.
it's
Sorry,
where
there's a little bit of a lag.
Toyota?
We barely hear you.
Yes, I'm having issues.
So we're
What'd you say,
coming.
hon?
I was like, we're coming to the end of the show. Any last thoughts
Hello?
on the Tasha Norton case, or anything that else that you want to share, or how do you want to like, or what do you want to say? How do you want to leave this episode?
If you hear my kid in the background. If you do, I'm sorry. She just woke up from
You're good, you're good.
a nap. Anyway, well, I'd like to say I think that I don't know, we might need to go over her a little bit more, maybe. I don't
If
know.
you need
Or we can just
to log off or mute, that's up to you. You can too, because I don't want her to.
Yeah, do
I
you
don't
want
want
to
her
talk for a minute? Yeah, I'll just mute it for a second.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for watching the Pink Cloud Nine true crime show of the night. Nisha is going to be a ongoing co-host Monday night. Next Monday we'll have another case that we'll talk about. If you have any cases that you want to talk about, please message me or Nisha, or and yeah, I mean, we love talk about true crime, that's for sure. And then just thank you so much, Nisha, for being here. And I hope that knowing about prison life, knowing about red flags in relationships, manipulative tactics that people use, not just women, men do too, where there's gaslighting. There's narcissists, lots of men, lots of women are that way as well. There's a lot of psychopaths, sociopaths. They're kind of like the things that we've been talking about this whole week in our you know, inner groups and stuff like that. So anyway, yeah, I mean, it's a crazy world out there. And
you know, yeah, I was just going to say too, like, for any men that are listening or even women, just because something looks pretty, smells pretty, you know, or handsome, doesn't mean that that's the right person. A lot of the times it means that they're the wrong person, really. It's just, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, for sure, with this one. And I also, I'm going to mute again because my child is upset right now. But I wanted to say, I think that if you guys stick with us, me and Ms. Karma over here are just going to keep improving. And we've got some really interesting cases for you guys coming up. Mm-hmm. And thank you for watching.
Totally. Yeah, don't forget to watch the Tasha Morton Snapped episode free on YouTube. And, you know, leave us a comment, subscribe to the Facebook Lives, whatever you have to do to stay connected. And, yeah, thank you so much for watching and being here. And domestic violence is real. And please don't get trapped. And please don't trap other people. Like, if you're a psycho that wants to trap somebody, like, commit yourself to a hospital or turn yourself into the prison system right now. Like, go to the cops.
Yeah, if you're a female that's having those thoughts,
get out of here.
But get help before you end up there. You don't want to live there, man. You really don't.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's always somebody that will listen. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much for watching, and see you next week. Bye.